up. Easy. Easy does it. Easy does it. We've got this. Just a little bit more to the left. Too far. Come on, right here. There we go. I really appreciate you helping me move this giant boulder all the way down here from the mountain. I would have gladly done it myself, but I doubt it would have gotten done as quickly or as smoothly as it did. Well, with this centerpiece in place, we're just about finished with the garden. We filled the hole with fresh soil, laid the slate, and placed some smaller stones around the empty moat for decoration. Now we just have to plant the flowers and fill the moat. Hey, I can't thank you enough for all of your help, Traveler. I know it's my day off, but in a way, this is more relaxing than staying home. Plus, I have a habit of getting myself into unexpected tasks around town. While Inazuma's people are dear to me, there are days when I enjoy some me time, which is rare considering I seldom take time off for my daily rounds. It has been very enjoyable, especially as of late, since I have been spending it with you. You've helped me out so much these last few days. It's time I pay you back with some well-earned entertainment. Well, if you consider making a flower bed as a form of entertainment, that is. Anyway, how about we start planting? That way, we can make a trip down to the river before it gets too late in the day. Fantastic! Go ahead and grab those two bundles I placed in the wheelbarrow. I'll start making the holes. Where did I put my tiny shovel? Oh, here it is. Hup. 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 Here, Traveler. You can start, putting it inside of the hole now. Hup. Hup. My sincerest apologies. It just, fascinates me how natural things come to you when you're put to the task. If I may say, you work so well with your hands. Let's continue, just... there. Whew! And that's the last one. Hey, come look. Look how lovely our garden is. Huh? Of course it's our garden. We did it together, right? Come on. Next, let's head to the river. We'll have to take our wheelbarrows too. The ones filled with buckets. You know, it takes a little bit of a push first, but once we get the wheels rolling, it's all downhill from there. Literally and figuratively speaking. Come on. There we go. I still can't believe you brought a piece of my home to Inazuma. It's a rarity for me to even see snapdragons bloom outside of Mondstadt or Liu. A gift such as this is, well, frankly, it's invaluable. No words can describe my gratitude. Here, traveler, take a bucket. We'll start filling these up, one at a time. That way, the work is a bit easier to do. My mistake. This isn't work, but a project. Yeah, a project. It makes the whole project easier to do. Alright. Bucket in. Yosha. One. Yosha. Two. Ah, I'm all soaked. Hey, what's the big idea, huh? Huh? You think I look cute when I'm all wet? Trying to charm me, are you? Well, I'm flattered. I could say the same about you. In fact, wet or dry, your beauty is unrivaled. Now who's charming who? With a face that red, I'm certain it's you. Well, honestly, I'd be glad to take a quick dip to cool off before we continue. If that's what you're going for. Oh, it's no trouble at all, really. After working with dirt and stone, a refreshing rinse sounds quite promising. Plus, it's a pleasure to appease you, traveler. But first, we should hang our clothes out to dry. There are plenty of trees and branches to hang them from. Here, just give me a moment. I'll go first. Wet clothes are always so skin tight, aren't they? When did you get here? I didn't even hear you come up behind me. So stealthy. You are caressing my stomach and chest so gently. Traveler, what do you plan on doing? You want me to watch your hand? My cock, you're touching it. How impressive. I had no idea you had this kind of skill. Then again, you've always been good with your hands, huh? The other hand gripping my hip has me eager to thrust into your touch. That's a bit unbalanced. Allow me to assist you. Mm. together while we both hold on to my cock. Your saying it's quite big for such a polite boy, huh? Well, traveler, I guess I'm happy to know that I'm filled with surprises for you. Hey, come here. Let's take off all of our clothes. All right. I'm sure that we'll be able to enjoy it more together. Right? Hey, allow me to help. From your neck. Down. Gently, all of it down. How do I take this off? Oh, there's a clip. Okay. There. Down. Down we go. No. Pardon me again for staring, but it's you're quite beautiful, quite big in your sensitive areas as well. Especially your cock. Come on. For turning me on so much, you get, what's a good prize? How about another kiss? Quite a long kiss, but you still have more to take off. All off, come on. All of it. You are turning me on so much, traveler. Come on already. I want to touch your body too. I knew it. You are beautiful. From head to toe. You know, I am honored to have such a beautiful boy expose himself in front of me. Can you show me more? Oh, well, first I'll come closer and lift you in my arms. What? Don't tell me you never thought I'd be able to carry you. Come on, I'm stronger than I look, you know. And again, I never thought I'd meet someone with such compassion. You've worked so hard, so it's only fitting that I reward you. Wouldn't you agree? Plus, I've read it in a book before that when a man becomes so enamored, his strength doubles, even triples sometimes. But even without that buff, I'd move mountains for you, you know? Now, where were you? Rain. Out of nowhere. I guess there's no rush in returning to honor the snapdragons now either, is there? Honey, it's as if you planned this little event from the start. How clever. Did your connection with the wind tell you that it was about to rain? I had no idea. But then again, for the past while, my eyes were completely on you. Speaking of which, what makes you so sure I wasn't already planning to take you right in our garden, huh? Aw, you'd never expect that from a polite boy like me. I told you, didn't I? I do have some surprise inside of me that's been begging to come out, you know. Ticklish. Seems that I'm more ticklish than I thought as well. Let me put your tongue against my neck. And also, I guess there's no need to stop what we're doing now. Where we are. Maybe we'll save that garden idea. That garden sex idea for next time. Okay? Besides, the look in your eyes tells me that you're far too turned on to stop, head back up the hill, and do this all again. Wherever we are, traveler, be it next to a tree, be it next to a river, be it next to a garden made by us, well, I'm already so happy it doesn't matter where I am. I just like to be with you. That's all. But it seems that there might not be too much space next to this tree. Come on. Looks like we're forced to go down back to the river. If we're going to do something a little bit more naughty. There. Into the river? Traveler, that's a very interesting idea. Alright, let's go. That's a bit cold, but there's something about the raindrops hitting against the surface of the river, and feeling the earth, and feeling nature all around us, that makes the fire that burns in my chest burn a little bit hotter. feels tingling throughout my body. Traveler. I wonder if it's the same for you. Face red as that, I can only imagine that it's so. The water is making it easy for you to lift your leg up onto my shoulder. Alright. Then, with this position, I'll be able to fill your ass up with my cock. Here. Closer. So wet. Traveler, hold on. I got it in. It's so warm inside you, Traveler. With how cold the water is, it feels like there's no place else for my cock to be than inside you, my dear warm Traveler. Feels so good. Traveler, does it feel good? The look in your eyes says everything, but I'd still like for you to say it. And for that, I'll be entertaining you here and now. Traveler, your ass is so tight. The way your cock moves around and around as I fuck you is so enticing too. Resting against the current, my flame won't give out. Ah, You enjoy my moans in your ear. At this point, I'd say it's impossible to stop, especially with a voice as sweet as yours filling my head, burning my heart's flame, and pleasuring my cock so good. And don't you stop either, alright? I just simply adore the way you say my name. That's right, your sweet Toma is here, filling up your ass. Traveler, you're squeezing my cock so tightly. You feel it building up. It's close, isn't it? You're close, aren't you? Perfect. I want you to come. Squeeze. Squeeze me so tight. Tighter, traveler. Make it hard for me to move. I promise you won't win this. I'll fill you up entirely. Faster, faster, faster. Traveler, I'll grab your cock too tight. Let's come together. Hard, hard, hard. Perfect. Like this. Let's come together. Please, come with me together, just like everything else we do. Ah! Traveler, you can hold on to me. I won't let you get swept up by the current. Anyway, I think I won, considering that I'm pretty sure that I came much more out of my cock than you. Or maybe it means that you won instead. Making me feel so blindly good like that. Making me feel so blissfully good like that. I don't know if it was the thunder or light, but I was seeing white at some points there. But right now, all my eyes see is your beauty. My words stand true. Wet or dry, your beauty is unrivaled. I'm so glad you're satisfied with my services. I think we both benefited from this, wouldn't you agree? Unfortunately, though, the trees couldn't stop the rain from getting our clothes all drenched. So it looks like we're stuck heading back, soaking wet. Once we do, though, I'll make sure to fetch us a fresh change of clothes. Then, how does hot pot sound for dinner? Glad to hear it. Oh, that was a huge flash of lightning. Yeah, we really should get going. We still have to bring the buckets and barrels back into town, too. Oh, they must be full of water. Get out. I wonder if that counts as a little bit of training. Oh, touching dry land. Dry. Well, if I could even call it dry. It's soaking wet from the rain. It's barely any drier than the river. Still, touching land. I suppose it's making me feel all limber as compared to being in the river. I should use this limberness to, run up and get us a tissue from somewhere. It seems that you're still dripping my cum out of your ass. Still, that felt so good. Still, that felt so good. It was unimaginably so good. I hope that we can do more together activities later. Oh, and Traveler. Mwah. Thanks for spending the day with me. I love you. Being so close to you, feeling your heartbeat on my skin, and seeing your smile blossom as we made our garden. It just makes me so excited for our next outing. Hopefully, that next outing has a little bit less rain and a little bit more sunshine, though.